Good morning. Yes, really morning. 7:25 a.m. 11/20, 2012. 20th day of November. Yeah, I'm up, I'm moving. I've got to get walking, I've got to get talking, I've got to get this done because I got stuff I got to do this morning. I got my 1620? Really? I just pulled the earbud out of my ear so I can't hear. It also means that I screwed up the microphone. And I can't feel a goddamn thing with my gloves on. So, this is likely to be weird. Hang in there. Problem is, it's so cold out here. It's like 28 degrees. There, it's better. My fingers are numb. My nose is running. But a good first mile, a good setup for the day. I got my whiteboard. I think I said that yesterday. And I got it up yesterday afternoon. Got my task list on it. Today is quarter share day. When I get home, we're going to start working on rolling quarter share out in ebook. And then right behind that is half share in ebook. And then right behind that is full share in ebook. And we'll get these stucks. We'll get this production queue unstuck. My wife came home last night, was a little shocked that I had screwed a whiteboard to the wall. It's like, another whiteboard? Yes, dear, another whiteboard. We had whiteboards for years, 2x3 sideways whiteboards that were mostly in the way. I used them a lot when I was doing school. So I put notes on it about school. But we got rid of them after a couple years. And I'm walking around in the back room. Having to walk around them in the back room. So she was a bit shocked to come home and find that I'd gotten a new one. I haven't put the calendar up yet. I think I have a place for it. But it doesn't start until December. So I gotta deal with those. First things first, I gotta get these books out. There's no sense scheduling anything as long as I've got such a long to-do list. I need to get them done as fast as I can. So I got up a little extra early this morning, got a little playtime in, got my coffee, got my toast. Every once in a while, I just made a fresh loaf of bread yesterday. Every once in a while, bread comes out hard and dense. And I can't figure out if it's because there's not enough water, there's too much water, there's not enough sugar. There was no molasses in this one, so the extra sugar that the yeast would have gotten from the molasses wasn't there. But I put in a little extra brown sugar. Didn't seem to help much. And I'm pretty sure I measured the flour correctly. But it's a very hard, dense loaf. Which is makes it easier to slice, no question about that. Sort of like sawing wood. It certainly doesn't fall apart while I'm trying to slice it. So yeah, I'm pumped up. I'm psyched. I'm out. I'm walking. The cold air is invigorating, and even though I'm a little foggy from lack of sleep, cats got me up too early this morning. I'm feeling jazzed. I'm feeling up and running. Pandora gave me a good mix this morning. As that time probably says, I've slowed down a little bit. Oh, I weighed in this morning. I figured I'd weigh in before the big feast day. And I made my goal, 4 pounds in 4 weeks. So 181, down from 185 4 weeks ago. I'm on track, I'm on progress. My body at least is operating normally. Thanks to those of you who have followed up on GoFundMe and tossed a few coins in the bucket for my sister. I appreciate that. She appreciates that. It's a hard thing. I can't really imagine what it must be like for her, knowing that the sand in her hourglass is ticking out. There's really only a few grains left. I'd like to talk to her, but I don't want to distract her from what she's doing. Not quite sure what she's doing, which is sort of why I want to talk to her. Maybe I'll give her a call. Every once in a while it hits me. She's not going to be around. Probably not going to see Christmas. Won't see the new year. That kind of focuses your brain, I think. I imagine. I don't know. I think that's one of the problems is that it's the mortality call, the wake-up call, the what if that were me in her shoes, looking forward to perhaps not living until Christmas, not living another month. Would I be busting hump to get these books published, or would I be doing something else? And if so, what? And I don't know. Yeah, I probably would be, because if I don't, then they won't be out there earning for my kids. Because they're good for 70 years after I croak. Which sort of means that's pretty much all of my kids' lifetimes. Monk pole. And perhaps into their kids' lifetimes. Although without new books coming out, I'm not sure how viable they'll be after 10 or 15 to 20 years. But what would I do? What would I be doing if money were no object, if longevity weren't an issue, how would I spend my final days? Oh, sorry, guy. I started to cross the street before he put his blinker on. I should have realized he was going down there. It's the only outlet on that street, so. Oh well, I do have the right of way. What would I do? How would I spend them? Assuming I have the books done, assuming what I've got done, I've done. I guess writing Hermit, right at this instant, getting Hermit written so that it could be published, even though there aren't any fresh Ishmael Wong books, at least that series is wrapped up as much as people either don't like or do like it. I've had a lot of people come back to me and say, yes, that's how it has to end, that series. And I've had a lot of people say, but it's so unfair. Yeah, life's not necessarily fair. It's sort of indifferent, actually. It's neither fair nor unfair. It's not really a factor. Life is how we live it. I think that's one of the things that disturbs me most about my wife's chronic illness, is that life is how we live it. And right now she's living it as an invalid, which with a different pronunciation becomes invalid. And one has to wonder at that. So if this were her few last days, and they may well be, she's spending them fretting over dirty carpets and lawn care. And as it's an old joke about, you know, if you're, it's an old saying, I don't know if it's really a joke, is if you're laying on your deathbed, will you be there saying, damn, I should have defrosted the fridge? And in her case, the sad part is that I think she might. And I'm not quite sure why that's sad, because it's her life to live. I'm a big one on agency, and by saying, no, that's not important. The truth is, it's not important to me. It may well be important to her. It's a way of leaving things tidy in her own wake. Perhaps that's really what she's doing, is trying to keep things tidy in her wake. I'll tell you, it's hell to live with. No, it's not really. It's not. It's not that bad. But having her be chronically ill, having her be always sick, never being able to really plan on doing anything, everything has to be spontaneous, because otherwise it's a plan that has to be canceled because she's just not up to doing it. And after years of canceling plans, of altering schedules, of changing timelines, I've learned not to make any plans. I've learned not to schedule anything with her, which is kind of a pain in the butt for me. And it can't be all that satisfying for her either, so that's it. Probably where she gets the, well, you don't want to do anything with me anymore. It's like, well, what do you want to do? What can we do? What can we plan to do if you're going to be sick on Thursday or Friday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the long weekend that we planned. I don't know. It's an interesting challenge. It goes back to balance. My homework for my therapist is, good morning, this week is to be in the day, to spend the day in the day, to not be worrying about what's happening tomorrow, to learn from what's past but not carry it forward. Good morning. So I'm good at being in the day, at being in the moment. Usually when I'm playing a game, I'm in the moment, I'm in the day. I think it's why I find them so engaging, so enjoyable, because they take me into the moment, they take me into the day, they take me into an alternate reality that lets me focus on what's in front of me. Well, today I need to focus on what's in front of me, and quarter share is what's in front of me. I have to fix this. The other thing, the other idea, the other project that fell through the cracks completely was South Coast. I put a down payment on a cover, and Steve Cousins in the UK is supposed to be working on it, but I haven't heard from him in a month. So I just sent him email this morning. I got to add that to my list of to-dos. Got to get a hold of my lawyer, Colin Earle, who's going to be managing my transition to professional. Need to register the business name with the state. I need to get Colin on the phone and sit down with the notepad. Put together a punch list of things I need to do. It's been a month? Has it been a month since Mile High? It's probably been more than a month. He wants to do a blog tour for his new release. I need to let him know he can have a slot on Nathan Lowell Presents anytime he wants. But here I am, I'm at the back gate. I don't know what my second mile was, but it wasn't anything outstanding. Seventeen and a half, not bad. Thank you, Endomondo. Thank you all for coming along with me. Tomorrow is another day, and I will talk to you then.